Australian rules football is the greatest game on earth, but it's not to say it couldn't be better. If only there were two people completely unqualified to talk about it, yet utterly prepared to do so. Two people like that might have some radical ideas. Two people like that might just be the Footy Fixers.
I'm Charlie Clawson, he is Scott Dooley, and we are here to fix football whether you like it or not. And this week, perhaps the most controversial, divisive topic we've had so far, and that is footy mascots. Some rule, some suck. We're here to make a decision on those. Scott Dooley, give me your thoughts on footy mascots.
They're so weird now. Like, they're so, like, what's a power?
Okay. Before we get into that, Scott, I did some research.
It's
a worrying trend on this show. But when I started, I simply put in AFL mascots into Google to see what came up. And the first entry was a Wikipedia entry called Mascot Manor. Are you familiar with Mascot Manor?
No.
Okay. Let me take you on a very brief journey into Wikipedia. So Mascot Manor refers to a fictional house in which the Australian Football League club mascots live. So think like a Big Brother house, a fictional house in which all these... I had no idea this existed, did you?
What? No.
Prior to 2003, each AFL club had mascots. However, in order to appeal to Auskick players, a common theme was decided upon for club mascots. So when you say they're so weird, here's why. Most clubs have a historical link with their mascots. So the story begins with Toby Torpedo Coleman, a young Northern Territory boy who dreams of playing AFL, stumbling across Mascot Manor where the 18 mascots live. So some clubs have moved away from the Mascot Manor character to create their own ones. But the idea is that it's a combination of the traditional mascots, so like the Bomber or the Magpie or whatever, and then they've woven in a personality that normally harkens back to like a legendary player from that club. So I'll just whip through them. So the Adelaide Crows have Claude Curls Crow. Do you know who the inspiration for that is?
Neil Curley.
South Australian football legend? Neil Curley. The Brisbane Lions had, they've changed this, Bernie Gabba Vegas. Do you know who that refers to? A Fitzroy legend, Bernie.
Super boot for Bernie Quinlan.
Bernie Quinlan. Carlton really dropped the ball on this one. They've just got Captain Carlton, absolutely unrelated to any legendary, Soapy Valance.
So on brand for them to be like, listen, we don't want them digging around McClure's contract. We just, let's just give them that. Yeah.
We call him Brown Paper Bag Silvani.
And his catchphrase, his slogan is, can you keep a secret?
Do you know who the Magpies mascot is, what his full name is?
No, but is it after Coventry or Rose?
No, it's Jock One-Eye McPie.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, Jock McHale, that's great.
One-Eye McPie, I mean, that could also be a euphemism for a penis, right? If I said, can I show you my Jock One-Eye McPie?
Well, Your Honour, he—I don't know how to put this delicately—but he pulled his jock one-eyed pie out on the train, and I felt intimidated.
The Bombers have got Moz Skeeter Reynolds, based off another euphemism for a dick—Dick Reynolds. The Fremantle Dockers have got Johnny the Doc Doctor, based off the Fremantle Doctor, because obviously they have no legendary players that you could base a mascot off. Like, surely you should be Johnny the Doc Pavlich or something.
Sarong.
Or Johnny the the Cats have Slammin' Sam Tomcat. Now, guess who this is based on? This was shocking to me.
Not Sam Newman. It can't be.
Sam Newman. The mascot, the icon for children in Geelong, is based on Sam Newman.
The guy who played on the same team as Polly Farmer.
I know. The Gold Coast Suns, his name is Sonny Ray. There's also the AFLW version whose name is Sky, based on the sun, because again, not many players. I'm surprised it wasn't Carmichael Ray. They didn't think that maybe they should honour the greatest son of all. The Greater Western Sydney Giants, they don't have a specific – he's just called the G-Man, which kind of makes sense because G-Man means like company man. GWS are kind of like a corporate creation.
Oh,
it makes
yeah,
sense
that's, that does G-Man. Make – is there chance to turn the G-Man into a radical preacher like Israel Folau, probably their most famous
Yeah, right. Just starts coming out with crazy homophobic sayings and things like that.
Just really, really homophobic.
The Hawks have got Hudson Hawker Knights, which I feel like they're double dipping there. Who do you think that's based on?
Well, yeah, Hudson, Peter Hawker Hudson Knights. And Knights. But
Peter Knights.
They've got a few to pick from.
I like that that's actually got a bunch of references. Hudson Hawker Knights has got obviously Peter Hudson, Peter Knights, but also the 1990s film Hudson Hawk with Bruce Willis. That's good. The Demons have got Ronald D. Mann, which is interesting that he wasn't Ron D. Mann, which would give you a better indication of who they're honoring.
Well, that's because they're trying to hide him from being poached to Carlton. So Carlton could have two mascots.
The Kangas have got Barry Bruiser Cracker. Like Hawks, they've done a double dip there. Who are they referring to?
Barry Round?
No,
not
Barry.
Not Barry Round.
Like a rope.
Cable.
Barry Cable.
And who's the last one?
Barry Bruiser Cracker.
Oh yeah, the cracker. I wonder who that could be after.
I don't know why they had to put the Bruiser as like a nickname. His name's Barry Cracker. If I knew someone called Barry Cracker, he doesn't need a nickname.
Cracker's his
name. You're just calling him Cracks or Cracker.
He's a classic full name guy. You know, everyone's got a friend that's got a full name. Barry Cracker's coming. It's Barry Cracker.
I think that's an upcoming episode of Footy Fixes. Actually, I believe when I look at our spreadsheet, yes, that's what we're going to talk about now. This is a long way of getting to your question. So Port Adelaide Power, do you know what their – so he's not based on any Port Adelaide player. He's just his own guy. Mm. Take a guess. His surname is Power. Take a guess at what his first name and his nickname is. So it's blank, blank, Power.
Peter Solar Power?
Goddamn lefties at Port Adelaide trying to push solar power when we all know the baseload couldn't possibly cope with the energy demands of Australia. Koch's fault. Footy Fixes just takes a right wing turn.
That would be great. Is it Greta Wind Power?
It is Tommy Thunder Power. What?
Who named them? We've got to be careful because that could have been a sick child that came up with that name.
Okay, that's a good point. Tommy Thunder Power. Have you seen what Tommy Thunder Power looks like? So their mascot is, it looks like a superhero. So he's wearing he's got the teal boots, black tights, black cape. Mm-hmm. But his head is in the shape of a lightning bolt. And it is the most terrifying thing you've ever seen. So if a sick kid did come up with a name for that, I'm going to suggest he did it out of abject fear.
It was am I getting like a Mac Tonight kind of vibe?
Yes, 100%. I was going to make this reference, but I thought it was too obscure. There's an 80s horror movie called Nightbreed, which is all about these weird demonic mutants that live in a graveyard. And one demon has this face, like it's a crescent moon, where his chin and his forehead almost connect. And that's exactly, Mac Tonight is a much better reference. That's exactly what he looks like. He is horrifying. Tommy Thunder Power. Let's whip through the rest of these. So you've got Tiger Stripes Dyer at Richmond, obviously Jack Dyer. You've got Trevor St. Kilda, which is really not trying at all. Swans have got Sid Swanee Skilton. The Eagles have Rick the Rock Eagles. And I was like, who's the famous? I mean, the Eagles have a ton of legendary players, but apparently Rick the Rock Eagle is based on Eagle Rock by Daddy Cool. I'm not sure.
What? So not, there wasn't like, I thought it was going to be Rick was the guy that brought Hungry Jacks to Perth. You know, they've always got some Perth thing. But no, it's just because it rhymes with The Rock.
No, it's just because they like to play Eagle Rock before a game. I mean, that's the only reason. And then the last one is obviously the Western Bulldogs, who have got Woofer Dog Witten. I mean, isn't that an honour for the Witten. Isn't that an honor for the Witten family? What that, when your team mascot is a dog, you get to be called Dog Witten.
A more moving tribute I cannot think of.
Yep. Now you and I put our heads together, and we thought, look, maybe these mascots are out of date. Maybe they are not a true reflection of where these clubs sit, either in the modern day or historically. So what we thought we might do is go through each club and give what we think is a more appropriate mascot for your team. So Scott, we'll do it alphabetically. We'll start with the pros. Do you want to give me what is your new mascot for the Adelaide Football Club?
So I think they should be the Adelaide Land Rover Discoveries. And
listening.
This was years after being the Toyota Camry Crows. I think because they're like a rich club, but they're not really a rich club. Do you know? And that's kind of like the Discovery. It's the car you get if you can't afford a Range Rover. But you know what I mean? Like they're the kind, like, I just get the impression that the Adelaide Crows, if they were to go on holiday, they'd go somewhere really expensive, but stay near the airport. Like they've just got that, I don't know. I feel like they're not like a powerhouse club, but everything about them points to the fact they should be.
Yeah. And so is the mascot like a cartoon version of the Discovery, or do they actually,
you just roll the car around and kids can have a photo with the Discovery. And
I like it because the reaction would be kind of like subdued and muted, kind of like the reaction to a Discovery is generally.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, kids aren't getting excited. Yeah. Parents aren't checking out this latest model. They're like, oh, yeah, it's just a Discovery.
And that's how you feel about the Crows. Like, oh, yeah, they're there. Yeah. They're, you know, like, oh, yeah, they made the grand final this year.
I love
it. Yeah. What's the next one? Brizzy?
Okay, so the Brisbane Football Club, after repeated failures in the finals, I think it's obvious. They're the Brisbane Chokers. And I think that the players, when they run out, all wear little choker chains around their necks, and you have the mascot running around the boundary line, hands clasped to their throat, like gasping for air before each game. The Brisbane Chokers.
That's great. And if they win, could, say, Chris Fagan, I'm worried about his back, obviously, but could he perform a Heimlich manoeuvre on...
Ah, brilliant.
On
the podium.
That's like the new Acker handstand is when Chris... It comes and hits the mascot in the stomach and a big L is removed from his windpipe, you know, signifying the loss is gone.
It's the equivalent of Mark Williams, you know, hanging his necktie. It's just like you get Chris Fagan. So they finally win the grand final, or they make it to a grand final at least, because the prelims are where they're having real trouble. Mm-hmm. And he just runs the boundary line doing Heimlichs on, like, you know, all these players. Eric Hipwood gets a Heimlich. Cam Rainer gets a Heimlich.
Oh, that's fun. And all the
And then if they actually win the big thing, a Heimlich on the podium, and he's grabbing little kids who are handing out the medals.
He could Heimlich maneuver the kids. You
even though I believe the Heimlich has been, like, modern science says, don't ever apply a Heimlich. There's a much higher chance of you crushing someone's breastplate than actually stopping them from choking. So
imagine the story to say, when I was six, Chris Fagan broke my sternum. I mean, what a that's a lifelong memory.
All right, next club. It's the Carlton Football Club. What's their new mascot?
The Slinkies. Because they were popular at a time when people didn't have a lot of choice in entertainment.
Right.
And now there is a lot of choice. And like in the 90s, they kind of came back. Remember they brought back like plastic colored slinkies in the 90s?
Yeah.
And that lasted for just a couple of years and it just hasn't held. And like no one's excited about getting a slinky. A child is as excited about getting a slinky in 2022 as they are about getting a Carlton jumper. If you go to any kid wearing a Carlton jumper, any kid under the age of 10, hey, where'd you get your jumper? Oh, my dad got it for me. Like parent that's out of touch. They were really good. And that was great. Yeah. So I think the Slinkies and the mascot is just there waiting to be.
And I'd love that if every off-season you just read reports about how Slinky's done really well in the off-season.
Yeah.
And they've got like, you know, a new formula and new colours. And this is the year that Slinkies are finally going to
move over, PS5. We've got a new Slinky in town. And you kind of believe it. You're like, yeah, you know what? I think maybe kids will get outside and play with. And then you see the first slinky, and you're reminded that this is an idiotic thing. I can't believe I've been tricked.
The next team is Collingwood, and I think. Have you seen Game of Thrones? Are you familiar with Game of Thrones?
I know that we've used their theme music at the end of this show.
I believe Collingwood's new mascot should be the Collingwood Shames. And in Game of Thrones, there is an episode in which Cersei Lannister, so this religious fundamentalist group take over. And Cersei Lannister, who is a sinner, is made to walk naked through the town while a nun walks behind her with a bell, ringing the bell, going, shame, shame, shame. Right. Now, I believe not only is this an appropriate and necessary mascot change for the Collingwood Football Club, but I think some of the players would enjoy it, walking to the ground naked while someone walks behind them ringing a large bell going, shame, shame, shame.
So that's how they get to the ground. So is Darren Hinch involved at any point?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Mm. Always rely on Scott Dooley to pull up an obscure TV reference from the mid-90s. Perfect. Brilliant. Yeah. We bring Darren Hinch out of retirement. Is he retired? Is he still in Parliament? I don't have an idea.
He's an MP, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we get Darren Hinch there and he's doing his shame, shame, shame as the Collingwood. As they can't run through their banner, they kind of have to slump through the banner. Like, you know, head, shoulders down, heads down. They just shuffle out through the banner while Darren Hinch is on the loudspeaker. Shame, shame, shame.
I think, and, you know, Collingwood's had a long link with the Catholic Church. And I think that this kind of cements that. And the merchandising is, you know, this self-flagellation sticks that you could give, you know, the cheer squad. I actually quite like that.
Yeah.
That's
instead of pom-poms, just knotted rope that they can flagellate themselves with in the cheer squad.
No more floggers. It's all cat of nine tails. That's what they put over the fence to try to put others.
All right, next up is Essendon. What's their new mascot?
So I want to bring the Bombers into the 21st century. I think they should go from the Essendon Bombers to the Essendon Drones. It's unmanned. So you know how like the current Bomber, you see it's got like teeth and eyes and stuff. It's not. It's just looks like a beluga whale with no eyes.
Terrifying.
No nothing. Terrifying.
Maybe just one red dot, one red targeting dot.
Yeah, so what I was thinking is like maybe each year before Anzac Day they attack Collingwood. Like they launch an unmanned drone and like a real drone bombing, like, you know, because that's like right in the middle of Melbourne where Collingwood trains. Yeah. Maybe kids get killed, but it highlights the horrors of war and the effectiveness of drones. Maybe a civilian wedding is bombed once a year by the Essendon Football Club. And it highlights, I don't know, it just feels like a kind of a bit of a refresh, a bit of a, like it gets kids talking footy again.
Yeah. I don't know how we link these two, but I feel like Stephen Dank needs to be brought back to the club for this. It feels like the kind of disastrous decision that will put Essendon on the back foot. And I think let's go back old school, bring back the drone. They're going to lose the public relations war when all these like unnecessary deaths start happening. And we've got Stephen Dank back in the control room. He's calling the shots. Why not? Like how much worse can it get?
Can we give him a militaristic title? So it's like Colonel Sergeant Stephen Dank. Dank or Sergeant Dank. Sergeant Dank. Yeah, now I, you know, this is the way my brain works. Now I'm thinking sitcom, like Hey Dad style sitcom. Called Sergeant Dank. Hey, Dank.
Oh, Hey Dank. I thought it was the more natural.
So the show's called Hey Dank. And it's clearly like a propaganda effort to try to win back the affections of the public that he's so routinely killing.
I love it. So not only are they the Essendon Drones, but they go full fascist. Like full fascist 100%. With the propaganda. They start doing like huge military parades like around Windy Hill. You know, just like you'd see in like North Korea.
If they make the grand final, the parade, they're followed by an enormous missile, like down the middle.
Yeah. I love it. So the Essendon Drones or the Essendon Fascists, either way. They've got
the fascists works
concept.
As well. And maybe they change, they kind of lean less on the black and there's more red flags. Like it's just all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that could work. Yeah.
Okay. Fremantle.
Oh, yeah.
I thought long and hard about this. The first one that came to my head was kind of a bit obvious. It was like the Fremantle Flakes. I'm like, oh, yeah, because they're a bit flaky and stuff. Mm. But then I was like, no, I want to – as you know, Scott, we love our Western Australian listeners.
More than anything.
Like, I feel like we need to – on a side note, did you see that when we did our list of Western Australian references a couple episodes ago, I referred to Carl Langdon as Carl Langford?
How many people picked you up on that?
Well, you would have seen it if Two Guys One Cup followed you on Twitter. But
yeah, wait, can we just sidebar on that? I have a show on this show, and you don't follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I really don't know, but you just have to learn to live with it, mate. We Two Guys One Cup. I've spoken to the social media team, and we refuse to follow you. It's just a decision we've made from head office.
Feels pointed. Yeah, feels really pointed.
So Frio, here's what I think Frio should become. They change from the Dockers to the Frio Shark's Tooth Necklaces. Because you think about it, right? It's like necklaces, Shark's Tooth Necklaces, they're very Western Australian. I don't think I've ever been to WA and haven't seen at least one dude sporting a Shark's Tooth Necklaces. Mm. You're aware of them. You're aware that they exist. Mm. You know, especially in the eastern states. But you don't sort of like have an opinion on them one way or the other. You see Shark's Tooth Necklaces, fine. You don't see Shark's Tooth Necklaces, fine. They just kind of exist. A bit like, you know, Adelaide, right? Right. You don't have a strong opinion one way or the other. And they were popular for about 15 seconds once upon a time. Like I think it was like 2014. Is that when Fremantle made the grand final and there was a sea of purple at the MCG? They had their moment in the sun and then retreated quickly back to the front desk at Just Jeans. Like, that's where you get your Shark's Tooth Necklaces now, right?
Man,
out of Cotton On or Just Jeans.
Hearing that makes me think of, like, all those, like, just those classic Frio players that could only have played at Frio. Like, it would make total sense to me that Tony Modra ended his career there. Like, he was just waiting for Frio to enter the league. Sean McManus.
Yeah. Clive Waterhouse. We talk about this on Two Guys, One Cup. There is
Cook,
a
Troy Cook. Western, he's got such shark necklace energy, man.
But it's Western Australian hair as well.
Yeah.
They have that wavy, kind of floppy,
waxy,
surfer kind of hair. Like 2 minute noodle kind of hair, but it's very specifically
Matthew Prittis.
Western Australian. Well, there you go, WA listeners. That was your 90 seconds of Western Australian references.
Did Matthew Prittis play for Frio or West Coast?
West Coast.
Oh, well, I tried Frio, friends.
All right. So next up is the Cats.
The Cats? I did GWS.
Okay. Hang on. I'm just going, that's just athletic, right? I'm just going off the AFL website. So Essendon, Fremantle, Geelong. I've got one for Geelong.
Okay, good. You do Geelong. I'll get GWS.
I'll do Geelong. Okay. The Creakers. Because they are all so old now that they all require walking frames to get out onto the ground. So it's just the
Can I pick you up on that?
Yeah.
What if we call them the Geelong Pensioner Discounts? And their mascot is just a bus pass or cheap movie tickets.
I like that.
The Creakers is good.
How about the AM talkback listeners? So it's just like cranky, cranky, angry at the world. Old man shouts at a cloud feedback. It's just they come out and they're just yelling constantly.
Yelling.
Just to crying teenagers saying how we need another war. Just to kind of teach kids some discipline.
Every post-match interview, the Geelong player being interviewed has to ask the reporter to speak up. Like, wouldn't it be nice to see Joel Selwood tell Daisy Pierce to stop mumbling? And like and try to correct her posture in some way.
All right.
Ask her about the shoes she's wearing. Are they comfortable? They're big.
You said you got the Giants. You got one for the Giants?
Oh, yeah. The Greater Western Sydney property prices. This is the only way we're going to get Sydney people to be interested is to...
Oh, shit. I think I have to change my Sydney Swans mascot. Okay, but continue.
Oh, well, okay. Well, if the Swans are going to be
No. That's fine. It's not exactly the same.
The GWS fixer uppers.
Okay, good. Yeah. So the gentrifiers.
The gentrifiers. Oh, yeah. The Greater Western Sydney gentrification. Because all of the players there are really expensive, but they needed work, you know, which is a lot like Sydney property. You spend $2 million and they'll go, oh, you're going to have to knock it down because it's unsafe to live here. So I don't know, is the mascot Scott Cam?
I don't know. No, what would the mascot be? It would be something like a rental agreement because no one's can actually afford housing. No one's buying a house. It's just like a broken rental agreement. Is it?
Do they have just like an auctioneer? It's just a sleazy guy in a suit.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just constantly selling things for exorbitant prices. Just everything's for sale, and it's way unaffordable.
And there is a concession stand where instead of buying a pie for the agreed upon price, you get bid up. So you come out and you're like, how much did that pie cost? $40. I don't know how it happened.
You watch, like, you know how they have the cameras in the change rooms. You just watch less and less of the, more and more real estate in the change room is getting sold. So every time, like quarter time, half time, when you look in, the players are getting huddled and huddled further into one corner. The real estate agent is just selling off chunks of the change rooms at exorbitant prices.
Yeah.
$2 million for the toilets.
After the game, Josh Kelly comes in and he finds out his locker's been sold to a Chinese investor and he can't access it anymore. He's been priced out of his locker.
Now, did you do one for the Suns or did I do one for?
No, I've done one for the Suns. I've got one for the Suns. So,
okay, great.
Let's face it, they're not very good. They're probably not ever going to be very good. Like it's just structurally a basket case there and all this talk every year. It's Clarko's coming and all this stuff. Why don't we just lean into that? Why do we keep trying to fix them? What if we just accept that they're going to lose and that no one's going to care? Therefore, they can become the AFL's villain, right? So we've got a team and I think we just call them the Gold Coast pedophiles. And everyone wants them to lose. Like, I barrack for Collingwood. I don't like it when Carlton wins. But if they were to beat a team called the Pedophiles, I'd be like, good. Stick it to them.
You'd be all right with that.
I'd be really, and you know, I don't know what the mascot looks like. Like, it's just a bloke with like light blue slacks on or something. But I think...
Light blue slacks? Now you're just like slandering people who like a lighter shade of pant.
Yeah, that's right. I think you look, I mean, you know what I think you look like. So it's now on you if you decide to continue. But you know what I mean? And like, you could make a big thing about, the Auskick kids are coming on. We got to get Terry out of the way. You know, I don't know. It's on the nose, but bear in mind, it's meant to be. We're meant to hate this club. And maybe that's where we send people we don't like to play.
I love it. I think
like
it's
not
great.
Even footballers.
And if anyone can get that concept across the line, it's Tony Cochran, the Mad King of the North. Tony Cochran will get that idea sold.
Listen, the AFL just doesn't like us because we're pedophiles, and that's just it's two rules.
Well, on a similar but less controversial note, I thought Hawthorne.
The Hawthorne child molesters?
No, I thought Hawthorne could just change their names to the Hawthorne villains.
Oh, yeah.
Because let's just like accept it. Everyone hates Hawthorne. We all know that they're in a dip now. They'll be back in 2 years and they'll win more back-to-back flags. So Hawthorne should just accept it. Now, I think that the mascot or what they should do is they should just either dress all in black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, black-hatted cowboys and old school films. Or could they have like a collection of famous villains? So you've got like a Hannibal Lecter and a Darth Vader and a Jaws shark and all that kind of stuff. So like, you know, a bunch of IP you could bring in. Like Marvel Stadium, surely the AFL have got some contract with Disney who own everything now. So why don't Hawthorne just like be a collection of the most heinous pop culture villains of all time?
I like that. I think that they should be supporters of the... Because here's the thing. You've missed a trick here. Jeff Kennett is already attached to this club.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just have Jeff. Have Jeff.
That's right.
before each game, instead of the club song, the Jeff Hawthorne gives a Kennets? Speech. Yeah, the Kennets.
No, but just the Hawthorne Kennets. We don't have to call them the villains. It's kind of self-explanatory, right?
And then he gives a speech and talks about how Steve Brax like stole the election or some shit. I don't know. It's up to him. And people just be booing and then out they come.
Now, on to North Melbourne. Similar to your Adelaide idea, I thought North Melbourne could be the North Melbourne Utes. You know, because a ute is like unfashionable, but it's trusty and reliable and irrelevant to 80% of the population who don't drive utes. That makes sense, don't you think? Like North Melbourne strike me as kind of like the all-purpose utility vehicle of Australian rules.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter.
Plug a Wayne Carey engine into that ute and they'll win a flag.
Yeah, exactly.
But generally... it's just the sum of its parts.
It's the sum of its parts. But yeah, every now and then you see one that's like burnt orange and just whipping around the beach.
Yeah.
Oh man, that ute probably cost a lot of money. I don't know why you'd spend that much money on a ute, but here we are.
All right, the Demons. What do you got for the Demons?
The D's, I've got the... I wanted some help on this. I don't know if we should call them the Melbourne CEOs. Okay. The Melbourne bosses or the Melbourne billionaires, they need to lean into this and they could really do it. They're super corporate. They're like kind of, I think like a stylized Boss Baby style mascot that does.
How about the Melbourne executives?
Oh,
because then you can sort of branch off executive power, executive order, executive call. You know what I mean? There's a lot of kind of marketing potential with executive.
Yeah. And they could like, maybe there's like a ruse, like there's a little skit that they do and they fire the other team's mascot or they like garnish their wages or, you know, I don't know, like they put them in the poorhouse and laugh. Like, ha, 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 look how poor that person is.
Yeah, that's right. So like, it's kind of like in professional wrestling, like there's, you know, they'll often repeat like a heel, like Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man, and he'll come out. Yeah. And he'll make people come out from the crowd and compete for money that he'll like fling at their feet and stuff like that. Yeah, that's what Melbourne should do, you know? Yeah. Like they should arrive by private helicopter and get out and like they have monocles and top hats and stuff
perfect.
Like that. And they like they complain about the smell when they're playing away from the MCG.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what is? And they say like it kind of says things like George Columbaris was right or shit like that. Like just sides.
How dare you take my franking credits?
Yeah. Things like that. Yeah, just work harder. You know, just fun.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I got an inheritance of $7 million from my father. That's how I started my business.
Yeah.
Okay, Richmond. Oh, sorry, go
Richmond.
On. Richmond, I think the Tigers, tired, boring, animals, boo.
Boo.
How about Richmond, who have formed such a tight bond and the way, like, you know, Dim has brought all these guys together and you see the Tigers players, they genuinely seem to love each other. They hang out. Mm. The Richmond bros. They're just all popped collars and, you know, they're close talkers and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, when there's like a bit of push and shove in a footy game, when they push and shove, they rip their tops off and they yell out, you want to go?
You want to go?
Yeah. You want to go, bro? Yeah. You
want
to go?
You don't want this. You don't want this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. And you
know, so we bring back the Guernseys and we give them a nice kind of Ralph Lauren collar that they can just pop. And all of them have to walk around with a pop collar.
Yeah. And everyone's name is changed legally by deed poll to Great Man.
Yeah. Big fella.
Great Man. Yeah. Great Man. Yeah. Great Man. Great Man. Yeah. Oh, that works.
And the response to everything that they like is sensational. How's it going, mate? Great. Sensational. Yeah. Yeah, sensational. Yeah,
yeah. Every footy trip is in Hong Kong because they love saying honkers.
Yeah. And when they talk about like getting emotional, it's like they never say that they cry. They always say it brought a bit of a tear to the eye. Yeah. Bit of a tear to the eye.
I'm not going to lie. I got a little bit dusty around my ranch when I was watching that.
The Richmond bros.
I love
it.
The bros. That's all right. Awesome.
All right, you got the Saints. What are the Saints?
Oh, Port Adelaide.
Oh, Port. Oh, shit, yeah, we've missed Port. What's Port?
Port Adelaide, I think Port Adelaide should be the Port Adelaide divorced dads. Like, you only see them on the weekend. They kind of like
Milhouse's dad.
Yeah, yeah, a bit like that, but more Bogan-y. Like, kind of, maybe. And what I was thinking as well is they could kind of have two kind of. They could have like a like the mascot has a friend, kind of like a McDonald's style. Like there's Ronald and there's Grimace and there's Birdie and stuff. And maybe like maybe the divorced dad has like a girlfriend that shows up at some of the games, but just
a younger
spends the
girlfriend.
Whole, yeah, way like, younger.
Midlife crisis, younger girlfriend who kind of doesn't really like him, but likes the fact that he has some money and can pay for things and stuff.
Yeah, she spends the whole time like
he's trying to go to the nightclubs and stuff, but he's getting tired at 10 p.m. So she's sending him home and she's staying out partying till 2, 3 a.m.
Yeah. After a night game, like you see him going back to the car, but she's smoking.
Just exhausted.
Yeah, he's so tired.
He's dyeing his hair again. He's wearing like Ed Hardy t-shirts.
And she's terrible with the Ozkick kids. Like she's got no patience.
I don't know why that's so funny and why it works, but it does. How did you arrive? What did you derive from Port's image to arrive at the divorced dad?
I don't know. They just kind of have that vibe. Like you kind of, you see him every other weekend and like, they're like, they feel like they loom a lot larger. Like they think they loom a lot larger in the AFL than they actually do. Like they've got this, oh, we're in the prison bars. We've got this thing. It's like, yeah, dude, you're like the divorced dad. I see you every other weekend. I'm closer to Steve. I'm closest to Mum's new boyfriend.
That is 100% true. Last year when I did the My Club series that you were a part of and I interviewed a bunch of different celebrities about the club they support, Ben Baker, who's a fantastic photographer and a hardcore Port Adelaide supporter, but I didn't realize until I talked to him just how like deep and serious Port Adelaide supporters like take their club history and the fact that they exist to win premierships and you know the whole divorce from the Sandful and everything like that. You are 100% right. Like in their mind, like they are this, but then in the AFL landscape, it's not perceived the same way. No. They do have that kind of divorced dad energy. It's Scott, this is bang on. Well done.
Thank you. Feels good.
Okay, so I've got the Swans next. Now, I think the GWS, we sort of played and said, Sydney Swans, the Bloods, we change it to the Sydney Swan Blue Bloods. Because the Sydney Swans are the homes of the Bondi billionaires like Lance Franklin and Kurt Tippett when he used to play there. So they are the only people who can afford to own a home in Sydney. So I think they come in like landlords. Maybe it's the Sydney landlords. Sydney. So they like turn up at like, you know, away games unexpectedly. They don't give you any notice. They want to do an inspection of stuff. Like Footscray, when they play the Bulldogs, players have to hide their dog before they come around, before the Swans come around because they're not meant to have one.
They go
same at Geelong with a cat. Yeah,
they go around the cheer squad to make sure everyone's in the cheer squad, like no one's kind of squatting on the lease.
Yeah.
That's great. That's really good. Right. And they talk about how like, you know, they made this. We're a successful club with no help from the AFL, not realizing that, you know, like the person that says, yeah, so I just worked hard. I stopped having coffee. My dad paid the mortgage. And that's how I did it. So if I can do it that way.
All right. You got the Saints. What are the Saints?
I think the St Kilda Nixons, and I think you kind of lean into, and I know this is going to be tough for you, but you lean into.
Chicken Nixon or Richard Nixon?
Well, this is the thing. It could be any Nixon. It could be those weird, huge watches by that brand.
Scandal-plagued Nixons.
Anything that's scandal-plagued. But yeah, maybe there is a nod to Richard. But I was thinking Ricky Chicken Nixon. He would be the face of the St Kilda Football Club forever.
Welcome him back, former player. He used to play for the Saints.
He did. I think he played a couple of finals, didn't he?
I don't know if he played finals.
He played in one final, I think, like 91. Remember there was that really good 91.
Okay. Geelong against Collingwood or Geelong.
Yeah. So there's a thing. I'm absolutely obsessed with listening to Ricky Nixon on podcasts because he has this really weird way about him where a bit like Port Adelaide, like he really thinks he was a way bigger deal in the AFL as a player than he was. He undoubtedly changed footy with management and really, I don't think anyone can doubt that. But he's got this whole thing of like, yeah, so when I was playing at Carlton, which was the most successful, well, you weren't playing. You didn't get a game. Like, you played like 10 games. And he's got all these, it's really, I'm just really fascinated by his sense of self. And I think that's what St Kilda needs. They need that kind of encouragement to be like, no, you play in the AFL. You are a good club. You can do this. But you need someone who's maybe a little bit unhinged to lead that charge, to take that first step.
And what I like about that is the thing that'll brought our club undone is an affair with a schoolgirl. Like, it makes sense. You know, we've been there, done that. We're familiar with
this. Yeah, so maybe he's got a soft spot for the Gold Coast Sun new name.
All right. The last team that I've got is the Western Bulldogs. Now, I had to think hard about this because it's like, what are the Dogs? Like, traditionally working class, the Scraggers and stuff, but they haven't been like that since 2016.
No.
If anything, like, just as the west of Melbourne is transforming into kind of a trendy hub, the Bulldogs are transforming into a trendy team. And I think that is exemplified best in the rise of Bailey Smith, the number one social media star of the AFL, Mr. Six-Pack himself. Now I believe he's like the spokesperson for some clothing brand. I think it's like Cotton On or something like that. How about the Western Bulldogs change themselves to the Western Influencers? And so it's just a bunch of like, they come out with selfie sticks, you know, and that to me screams like youth engagement. Like, you are going to get the Zillennials and the kids involved if it's just a bunch of kind of like, they're all listening to kind of like K-pop and shit, and they've got the selfie sticks out, and, you know, they're doing TikTok dances and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's the new Bulldogs.
I love that.
The new Western
influences. And like, before each game, when they're away, they only like stay at the QT or the W, and like,
that's right.
Yeah. Everything's for free. Everything's free. Yeah. Like, they're always
psychedelic drugs are back in now. No one drinks, but everyone does psychedelics. Yeah. It's all acid, man. And dancing to K-pop.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Hey guys, congratulations. You won the flag. We'll probably go out for a few beers. No, we're going to microdose some mushrooms and just listen to Ira. You know, I don't know. I think that'd be really cool. I think that'd be really good. Could we get one of them like a job at Triple J or something?
That's a great idea. Although radio feels like old media, I think we'll get them a podcast. That, or how about this? A Twitch stream. I mean, I'm sure they have Twitch stream.
Yeah, I'm sure they
isn't
have.
Isn't Mitch Robinson like one of the most popular Twitch streams going around?
If Jason,
this is embarrassing.
Johannesson.
This is you and I trying to like guess what young people are into. We're like, how about a radio show? How about they get a talk show on the television, on free-to-air television?
We sound also so old because we're like, music from Korea? What next?
That's just the reference. I'm trying to reference like what my nieces and nephews are into, who, by the way, are in their mid-20s. So what they're into is now like way out of date anyway.
I think that's great. Right. I really like the influencer.
Take us home with West Coast. Who is West Coast's new mascot?
The West Coast new mascot, they're going to be called the West Coast Heirs. And the AFLW team could be the West Coast Heiresses or maybe the Trust Funders. Oh. But the thing about this team is they have consistently done horrible shit since they came into the league, and there has been nary a consequence to be found. If anything, they've been rewarded. So I really think that they should just lean into it. Like, they just keep getting money. Nobody really likes them, but they, you know, like, no one really likes them, but they have like the best house. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
No one likes them, but Optus is clearly the best ground now.
Yeah, it's the kid at high school who's a real prick, but his family's rich.
Super
rich.
And
so you want to be nice to him because you want to get invited to one of his parties.
Exactly right. And like, have you noticed that like all of their players are like, can you tell me Shannon Hearn and McGovern notwithstanding, can you think of many ugly West Coast players over the years? I can think of really good looking, like Ben Cousins was a really good looking dude. So was
really ugly. That's a good question. No, but in general, I think Western Australians
are better,
are attractive people.
Oh, way better looking.
They're,
easily
I
the
mean,
hottest.
Clearly,
state. Easily
much better looking than anyone on the East Coast. But yeah, I don't know. They're a glamorous team. Like, definitely when it comes to preseason, when you're watching the community series,
they look amazing.
West Coast players look amazing. Just tanned and fit and glistening and stuff.
Yeah,
you're right. They're kind of like they're almost like the Kardashians of the AFL.
The West Coast Kardashians. That's the team.
Oh, and it's West Coast, coast with a K, West Coast Kardashians.
That's great. And they live on the West Coast of America, so they play a game in Calabasas.
Ah, that's brilliant. Maybe. They should definitely do that. The AFL was talking about playing games in California. We do that.
Can we, look, this is cynical. I don't know what his personal life is, but could we get Nick Nat to date Kylie Jenner for, leading into the season?
Ah, look, I mean, whether or not it's a legitimate relationship or if it's a bachelor-esque kind of, media relationship, yes, I believe, having no connection to Nick Natanui, I say yes, that can definitely happen.
Yeah, we'll definitely get him to date. Oh, well, this is great. Yeah, the West Coast Kardashians.
I love how, the AFL calls all the teams together to say, hey, we've got some new ideas to sort of freshen up your mascots. Hey, West Coast, you're the Kardashians. Congratulations, great. Nick Nat. You're now dating a Kardashian. Gold Coast, big change.
get your sensible knits ready because we've got a big change for you.
Do you have any windowless vans that you can park around the ground? Because we've got a bold new direction for
but
you.
But this is the thing with that with the Gold Coast team is we could just get like the mean one from The Bachelor has to play those villains that we Sam. All right. You're number 12 for the pedophiles this week. And then, when they get hurt, we're happy.
Can you imagine, how quickly Ben King would tear up his contract if they came to? I mean, he's due to re-sign this year. He's got every Melbourne and probably Western Australian, South Australian club trying to get his signature. And Tony Cochran's like, mate, look, I know you're weighing up your decision, but I promise you, this thing will be a winner.
It's going to be massive.
The Gold Coast pedos.
Can you just put on these glasses that aren't quite spectacles and aren't quite sunglasses? Because that's going to be your new look now.
Let's throw it open to the listeners. I've got some great suggestions here about, we asked people who are the best mascots, who are the worst mascots. So Frio Harbormaster says, I hate to admit it, but I am not a fan of our mascot. He looks like a cross between Sean McManus and Clive Waterhouse. And absolutely, he does. He has this mascot out of foam or whatever they've constructed this costume out of. They've managed to accurately represent that Western Australian hair we were just talking about. In fact, anyone who isn't Scott Dooley should follow at @2guys1cupAFL on Twitter.
follow
the response. Go to the responses to this question because you'll see people have posted some fantastic photos of their mascots. Sean John says St Kilda should have a large therapist couch as a mascot as it will resonate with their fans as they have to spend a lot of time on one to get through supporting the Saints over the years. I like that. The St Kilda therapies. The St Kilda straitjackets. How about that? You'd have to be crazy to barrack for us.
Oh, I don't mind that. Yeah, the St Kilda straitjackets. And I like the couch. Hey, Couchy, what do you think? I don't know. Maybe it's really down in the dumps.
Probably going to lose again.
Hannabury's done his hammy.
Mini Me has said Tommy Thunder infiltrates children's nightmares with some horrifying multiple angles of the Port Adelaide mascot, which whoever designed this was trying to terrify children. It is, he looks a bit like Dean Brogan, I've got to say. Up close,
yeah.
He's got the square head and the square jaw of Dean Brogan.
Remember when Dean Brogan punched a guy at the airport?
That's right. Was it a reporter?
No, it was some guy.
Was it just a general fan?
It was some dude. They were on their way for a footy trip and someone saw Dean Brogan at the airport and thought, oh, that's Dean Brogan. I should call him a dickhead. So over he went and Dean Brogan snotted him. And you know what? I'm kind of with Brogues on this. Don't just go up to a stranger and call him a dickhead.
Gavin Howley says, for my team Geelong, we should be called the Al Stewarts because we are only good at home and away.
Oh!
It's taken us 48 minutes to get to the best joke of the show and it wasn't even from us.
What's the name of their podcast? Because that seems to be the theme. Other podcasts punching up our gear.
One of your favourite listeners, Discount Dracula, is back to say, I propose that Port Power's mascot be replaced with a 4-socket power board complete with a reset button. I love that.
What about the Port Adelaide safety switches? When things get a bit dangerous, they just cut out.
Click. Sagnia Toppin says, my beloved Bombers need to stump up and buy a B2 Spirit stealth bomber instead of this mosquito nonsense. Nothing would scare an opposition like a low flyover on their Thursday afternoon training session in a proper bomber jet. I'll send the collection tray around And hopefully we can all chip in. So that's similar to your drone idea, but he's going for a B-2 Spirit stealth bomber.
Yeah, so the B-2 Spirit stealth bomber, I think, clocks at about $1.3 trillion to make.
Right.
So, I mean,
stealth bomber you can just get from Dick Smith. The drone, sorry.
Yeah, the drone, yeah.
Dave Never Davo said the Lions retired the cringy Bernie Gabba Vegas and now have the thoroughly suitable Roy for the men's team and Aurora. Oh, I get it, Aurora, right, for the women's team.
That's good. And again,
I encourage people to go to at the Two Guys One Cup AFL on Twitter to check out. Dave followed up by saying that the best thing about Bernie that he seemed to be based on Darryl White, and he's done a side-by-side comparison of Darryl White and Bernie Vegas, and it looks like the same person. In fact, I'm not certain that they are different people. Matt O'Neill says at
that,
the moment...
Is that how they kind of... gave Darryl White his soft landing after the premierships, where they're like, hey, Daz, we've got a job for you. What am I doing? Forwards? Not quite. Oh, you want me as a backs coach? Because I'm well, midfielder? Maybe youth development with some of the... try again. What do we do? Well, you see that suit? That's what you're in.
Get in. Matt O'Neill says, at the moment, a more appropriate mascot for my beloved Geelong would be Gus from the musical Cats. Have never seen Cats. Don't know what Gus means. I'm sure it's awful. Do you know anything about Cats?
No, unless it's got something to do with the CGI assholes. I have no interest.
Joy Brada says, mad Tony Cochran must have a time machine because the Gold Coast mascot resembles Matt Rowell years before he's drafted. And it's true. The Gold Coast mascot is just like a human in a Gold Coast Guernsey wearing yellow sunglasses with bright red hair. I mean, it's bizarre that they just didn't put a sun in a Guernsey. Like, why is their mascot just... I mean, it's literally just a guy. There is nothing unique or special about this guy.
Could that be... Listen, I'm suggesting...
I mean, why even build a costume? Just send out like an actor.
Yeah.
A Gold Coaster. That's our mascot.
What? No, I feel that we are going to get...
Ironically, this mascot looks more like what your suggested mascot for the Gold Coast Suns should be.
So to that point, I think there is going to be pushback from the AFL naming one of their franchises the Pedophiles. Maybe it's too soon for that. What if they're just the Gold Coast guys? So I don't know. There's a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
It's the Gold Coast guys. And the AFLW teams, Gold Coast gals, and no one gives a shit. They just go out. It's just a guy. Maybe he's just wearing a footy jumper and jeans, like they put low effort in.
No uniform. The players turn up in whatever they've got. So it's like team training. You know, they're just a bunch of different jumpers.
The Gold Coast civvies. You're just running around in like shorts and a t-shirt, just jeans. Civvies.
Yeah, because it means civilians, but it also means civilian clothes.
Yeah.
I love it. Liam Fitz says North Melbourne needs to be a giant shinbone. Everything they do is about their shinbone spirit and everything about a kangaroo. Just imagine a giant shinbone running out. All right? It's impossible.
I can't happen. I can't see that. Sorry.
Would never work. Lachlan says the Swans pretty much have Pluck-a-Duck's cousin who is stuck in the early 90s. He says things like rad and wowzer. And yes, I'm a Swan supporter, but it's true. Did you know that?
Siggy Swan says wowzer. Like,
he says rad and wowzer.
It's kind of Inspector Gadget and language.
What happens? Eat my shorts is too hard to license. The West Coast Eagles should have a button that boos when pushed. Controversial.
Let's take that.
Shannon E says, I'm a diehard Carlton supporter, but I can't deny how incredibly lame Captain Carlton is. I mean, I get they're not working with a lot given the Carlton are the Blues, but it's not an inspired choice.
They're not the Blues, actually. Go to their website and it's like, we're the Baggers now. They're really pushing this Blue Baggers thing, which means just as little as really blue, right?
Yeah, but they're really the brown paper baggers, aren't they? I mean, that's generally how match payments were delivered in the 80s and 90s.
Wasn't there a story of one of the players, I won't say their name because I don't know if it's right, but one of the players came over and signed this deal. And his wife was on like something like 150 grand a year back in the 80s to pull beers at the social club like once a week. Like, they, and like if you'd ever go there, it was like, have you ever seen The Sopranos where they'd get those like those jobs that you had to show up for but didn't work? So they're just sitting at construction sites just collecting their paycheck. Apparently that's Princess Park was like. Like you'd see guys near the garden kind of like, yeah, he's on 80 grand a year to mow the lawns.
Well, wasn't it also like, you know, you get made an ambassador. Like when Chris Judd came to Carlton, he was the Visi ambassador. And it's like, well, there's a little paycheck for you. And I remember it was a joke for a while in Western Australia where all the best people are from, that if you got drafted by West Coast or Frio and, you know, your club was at the limit of its salary cap, then you'd also get suddenly you're managing Hungry Jack's. It's like, oh, isn't that convenient? You know, that doesn't fit into match payments, but I just happened to have a Hungry Jack's.
That was the South.
Maybe three or four Hungry Jack's.
The South Australian thing is you could always tell the guys that were about to go to Carlton from the SANFL because all of a sudden they started driving really nice cars.
Not like divorced dads from Port Adelaide.
And then like six weeks later they'd make the announcement and everyone would have to pretend to be shocked.
Well, Duels, I think we've done it again. Yep. We have solved the burning issue of AFL club mascots. Don't forget, you can follow us at Two Guys, One Cup AFL, except for Scott Dooley, because he is blocked by us currently. I don't know when that ban will be lifted. And you can also follow us on Instagram. We'll be putting out episodes each week until the season proper starts up again. But for now, I am Charlie Clawson.
I'm Scott Dooley, and that is fixed.